This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy Today, the weekend before Turkey Day. Big show coming up this week. My first guest, former CBS newsman Dan Rather. We're going to be talking about where he was 57 years ago on November 22nd, the day that Kennedy was assassinated. Ed Asner just turned 91. He's going to join us on the show. From the Dukes of Hazzard and so many other things, John Schneider has a new movie out called Stand on It. And Khloe Kardashian is here, one of the Kardashians, wow. B.J. Thomas will be with us next hour. Country singer Ronnie McDowell and former Rockette, and now talking about seasonal beauty tips, Emily Loftus. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy Today. We're going to pause momentarily, but when we come back, my first guest this first hour talking about the Kennedy assassination 57 years ago, Dan Rather.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text Protect 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A to 474747. Again, text Protect 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A to 474747.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We are doing a very special show this week as we remember the anniversary of President John F. Kennedy's assassination back on November 22nd of 1963. Now I want to read you a letter. Dear Ron, I am grateful to you for your interview while I was promoting my new book, The Camera Never Blinks Twice. Thank you so much for making our interview so pleasant and productive. You and your team did a terrific job, and I truly appreciate your good efforts. Here's hoping our paths cross again soon. That was dated October 17th, 1994. That was signed by our guest, Dan Rather. Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Aren't you kind to still have that letter? Wow.
It's framed and in our studios here, and I'm so ecstatic that you're here today. And I must say that we got to quit meeting every 26 years. There's got to be sooner than that, you know?
I would totally agree with that.
You are one of the first reporters that actually saw what happened that terrible day on November 22nd, 1963. Young reporter reporting from, of course, Dallas, Texas. Dan, what was it like when you saw that?
Well, it's a never-to-be-forgotten day, to say the least. And in fact, the whole weekend, what we call the four dark days in Dallas. Friday, when the president was assassinated. Saturday, when his assassin was being questioned by police. And then Sunday, incredibly, it's still kind of hard to believe, when the assassin was assassinated in the basement of the police station. And then, of course, on Monday, the national funeral led by the still grieving First Lady. It was an emotional earthquake for me as a person, as it was for every person in America and many people around the world. I was just past the school book depository waiting for a film drop in the motorcade. I didn't immediately realize that any shots had been fired. I didn't hear any shots. I didn't see any. But when the rest of the motorcade did I knew something was wrong, so I rushed back a few blocks to our local station from where we could broadcast. And by the time I got back there, it was obvious the president not only had been shot, but had been seriously hit. And I managed to get through to Parkland Hospital, and partly as a result of that, our CBS News team confirmed that the president was dead a number of minutes before the White House made the official announcement.
You were not in the press motorcade, the pool car, were you?
No, I was not. The late Bob Pierpoint was the CBS News White House correspondent. He was in the motorcade. My job as a young CBS correspondent, because I'd grown up in Texas, they assigned me to arrange the coverage. I didn't expect to be on the air that day, but I had arranged our coverage, you know, the getting the film from the motorcade, getting the film back and having it processed. Keep in mind, we didn't have portable videotape in those days.
Right.
So that was my occasion of being in Dallas. I had organized the CBS News coverage for the trip to the state. As you know, you may remember, the president had already gone to San Antonio, Houston, Fort Worth. He was in Dallas. Austin was to be the next and last stop. We had staffed up a bit in Dallas because we thought if there's going to be any trouble, we didn't really expect trouble. If there's going to be any trouble, it would be in Dallas. No one thought of an assassination, but Dallas was a citadel of resistance to desegregation and racial justice. It was a citadel of resistance to the Kennedy administration and the Democratic Party. And there'd been some jostling of Democratic candidates before in Dallas, so we thought, well, we should have a little bit heavier coverage in Dallas than anywhere else, which we did.
Dan, how do you go from just covering this thing from a peripheral level to going from there to not only breaking the news prior to the White House breaking the news, called Parkland Hospital, you received verification of the death of the president from a priest and an emergency room physician, and then later was shown the Zapruder film to bid on it for CBS News. I mean, those were two huge entries into the story.
Well, that's true. Again, I was a bit lucky that I was among the first to see this Zapruder film, and our team, including our local station KOLD, had helped to find this Zapruder film and played a small role in getting the film processed. And then when they showed it to us, what they did was Mr. Zapruder hired a lawyer who wanted to sell the film, and he said, look, we're going to show you this film once and one time only. So I saw it once. I left there immediately to go to describe from memory on the air what I had seen. So in that sense, yes, you know, it was a big story, and partly through luck and partly through experience, we did manage to get pretty much in the middle of it.
Dan, how did you verify who you were, and why did they give you that information at Parkland Hospital? I mean, anybody could have called it.
The chaos factor. First of all, because I called the hospital right away, I knew the hospital switchboard would be flooded if I didn't call right away. Because I called right away, the first time I called, the switchboard operator hung up on me. I called right back, got through, and just begged her to keep on the line. You don't want to underestimate the chaos factor. The hospital was completely mobilized. Remember, not only had the president been hit, but Texas Governor Conley had been hit. They were in a chaotic mood, and somehow the switchboard operator took it on faith that I was who I said I was. I remember saying to her, you can call me back if you want to verify whom I am. And I begged her to get somebody, anybody on the phone who might be able to tell me what was going on. And she proved to be quite helpful. As you say, I talked to a doctor, talked to a priest, and at another place, another member of our team, Eddie Barker, was the news director, talked to somebody who was high up in the hospital administration. All these people said, without equivocation, that the president was dead. So I knew we were dealing with a dead president, even though the official announcement had not been made.
What was the scene like when the limousine went past you? Did you see the president? Did you see Clint Hill, Jackie, the Connolly?
Well, I had no idea. I wasn't even sure it was the president's limousine. I get the picture. I'm there just sort of waiting for the motorcade to come. Everything had been routine, indeed pretty good up to then. I wasn't expecting any limousine, but Brian, I wasn't even sure it was the president's limousine. I thought it was, and I thought to myself, well, did I see the first lady in that car? Was that the limousine?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure. It just all happened in nanoseconds. What I did know almost immediately after that vehicle left was that the rest of the motorcade wasn't coming. The motorcade had stopped, and at that moment, I had no idea what had happened, but I knew something had happened because the rest of the motorcade didn't come. And in charge of our coverage, I thought, I'm out of position here. I have no way to broadcast. Remember, this is 1963.
Right.
We didn't have cell phones, didn't have live coverage on the street, so I had to get back to the station only a few blocks away. And by the time I got back to the station, as I say, then and only then did I know that the shots had been fired at the president.
I'm amazed at the fact, and very interested, that you believe with one gun, one shooter, Lee Harvey Oswald, acted alone. And that's interesting to me in lieu of all of the various theories surrounding this. Why do you feel that way?
Well, first of all, think the facts point in that direction. I want to make clear, I understand reasonable theories about how Oswald, you know, couldn't have done it alone, and reasonable theories about a possible conspiracy. I'm open-minded. I try to be, you know, fact-concentrated, and everybody's entitled to their own opinion about what happened, but they're not entitled to their own facts. Now, I think the facts strongly suggest, I think beyond any reasonable doubt, that Oswald definitely was a shooter. I do think there was one gun, one shooter. I think it was Lee Harvey Oswald. I consider the Rosetta Stone of the case the fact that he killed Officer J.D. Tippit a short time after he left the School Book Depository.
Right.
I recognize that there are other people with other theories, and maybe history will prove them right, but we're years beyond the point now. And so the second part, well, okay, even if you accept, as I do, that Oswald was probably the shooter and the only shooter and acted alone in shooting, was somebody else part of a conspiracy that acted with him? It's more difficult in that area. Again, I'm open-minded. I still study the case. Nobody yet has given me what I consider to be persuasive evidence of a conspiracy. I do agree the Warren Commission didn't do its job perfectly. I think the process was flawed, but I think they reached the right conclusion. The FBI and the CIA withheld information from the Warren Commission, and that makes them somewhat under suspicion. But, you know, conspiracies are very hard to keep, and the idea that Oswald was somehow involved with somebody who put him up to this or helped him do it, I think is a reasonable hypothesis, but it is a hypothesis. Those who speculate that conspiracy involved tens, if not dozens, if not hundreds of thousands of people, the CIA, the FBI, Lyndon Johnson, the Defense Department, I don't think this is reasonable that many people were involved in the conspiracy and the conspiracy could last this long.
It's amazing how a tragedy sometime will spawn careers for other people.
Well, that's true. And also, we remember, and we should, we're in the United States of America where people are allowed to speculate and be skeptical or even cynical about what they're told by official sources. So no one should be surprised at this. He was only president for 1,000 days. He was the first president born in the 20th century. He was the first Roman Catholic president. He represented new youth, forward-looking, but because his presidency was so short, because he was assassinated, he died violently so young, there's always going to be mystery and mystique surrounding President Kennedy and his administration.
Dan, do we have to wait another 20 years to get together again?
I hope not. Give me a call or send up a flare. I love talking to you and love to be on with you with maybe a happier, more optimistic subject. So I look forward to it, and I very much appreciate you having me on today.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to having you back, my friend.
Thank you very much. Good luck and Godspeed.
Thank you, Dan. Our very special guest, Dan Rather, and of course, Dan, a legendary newsman, and let's face it, one of the very few newsmen that probably are still with us after that tragic day reporting on November 22nd, 1963. Thank you, Dan. And there's more to come on Ron Segi Today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
In case you just tuned in, you're with Ron Seggi today. Joining us right now is actor personified Ed Asner. Yes. Hello, Ed.
Hi, how are you, Ron?
I'm doing good. Ed, it's good to have you back.
Well, I almost got blown away yesterday.
I know. I know. Well, I got to tell you, you got to hold on to everything you possibly can, Ed. That's the...
I am. I'm holding on to everything I got right now.
You know, Ed, I love your line that you said to me one time. In fact, I quoted it, just a couple of weeks ago at a cocktail party. I asked you to say, "I hate spunk." And you said to me, "You are a presumptuous young man, aren't you?" And I never forgot that.
It sounds like you've aged since I...
Yeah, well, I am. Boy, you hit that right on the nose. Well, you had to remind me of that.
Well, you got a good radio voice now.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And you read that just the way you faxed it over to you, so I appreciate that. Let's talk about the accomplishments that you have had in your career and then talk about what's happening out on DVD right now, which I'm very excited about because I love this show. 7 Emmys... all for acting for Ed Asner, which is remarkable, really. Now, Ed, you have kind of made a separate career on Christmas movies. You've been involved in a ton of them.
I don't know. I'm just so worried that they may find out I'm Jewish.
Boy, there's a scoop for you.
You won't tell anybody.
No. We won't let anybody know.
Thank you, because I've been doing pretty well with Santa Claus up to now.
Well, you've done Santa Claus. You've done a lot of things.
But there's nothing to prove that Santa Claus wasn't Jewish.
No, there's nothing. No. I mean, he was in business.
He's got a porky like a Jewish fellow, and I certainly fulfill that image.
And he's got a toy factory, which goes right along the lines of the characteristics of a good businessman. Jewish people are good businessmen, so I think you pretty much hit it there.
Well, then I guess go tell the world.
Tell the world. Ed Asner's Jewish, but he plays Santa Claus anyway. This show, The Gathering, and it's The Gathering that's up now on DVD, that this is a show that you can watch anytime. This is an emotional show, and I have to be honest, when I watched this show for the first time, I was an emotional cripple. I mean, it really gets to your heartstrings.
As I've said many a time, and I'll say it again, when we first did it, the long-distance lines in the country were clogged. You need a roto-rooter to get them open. And I ran into a talk show host in St. Louis about a year later, and he said he had seen the show. He had been estranged from his daughter, and they became reunited after seeing the show. So I'd never done a show that had such positive results, immediate results and feedback as this show.
I don't know how many people realize the process that one goes through to make a movie, but when you're watching a movie being made, especially let's say you're doing a scary picture, it really isn't scary because you break for this and you break for that, so it's cut up, and it's really not as scary as you when you see it on the big screen. Although, I've talked to people who have done, like, Death of a Salesman, where they say they get emotionally involved. Did it become a film that was emotional even to direct and act in? I mean, to be on the set?
I'll speak for for myself, I felt very close to Maureen when we were doing the intimate scenes together.
Mm-hmm.
Actors, you know, will go so far, but of course they don't want to betray the fact that they've gone all the way.
Mm-hmm.
You keep a bottom lid on it. But I felt that very, very strongly. And in the scene with Larry Pressman, when he tends to sense that I am dying, I felt very emotionally wrought in that scene as well.
Yeah. And the thing about it is that it's ageless. That is probably the true test of a good movie, a good television show.
Yeah.
When it becomes ageless, it was done several years ago. Man, that's a long time, but it wears well. I mean, if you watch that today, it's there. I mean, it's got all the ingredients that would catch an audience of an entire generation, different generation.
Right, right.
You have the unique ability to switch from drama to comedy and do it in such a fashion where it works. A lot of people can't do that. I mean, Ed, you are believable in comedy. I mean, Lou Grant was everybody's pal. Yet, when you did Roots and you did Rich Man, Poor Man, it's believable, like a combination made in heaven as far as Hollywood is concerned and the film industry.
I would cite to you that Arthur Miller told me that when he was writing in his parents' home in Brooklyn Heights, Death of a Salesman, he would fall off his chair repeatedly over some of the humor he was putting into it. He was laughing at his own jokes, and I guess a lot of people don't realize the potential for humor in Death of a Salesman.
Mm-hmm.
And George C. Scott, when he directed his version, certainly aimed to get the humor in. And every good tragedy should have a good, strong dose of humor in it. Sean O'Casey with his Irish plays always had great laughter in the midst of all of his tragedies.
Mm-hmm.
You should not separate the two that easily.
I think that's a very, very valid point. And, you know, they always said that Shakespeare was funny. I don't know. I guess I just don't get that kind of humor.
Yeah.
But they say he was funny. They tell me that this year's Academy Awards, they're trying to get a category for best vocal acting in an animated film. You're going to be the first recipient of this?
I've never heard that. I'll certainly take that honor and run with it.
Well, okay. Well, let's just mark that down. Take
Do
the
it.
Honor and run with it.
Call all the studios now. Call the Academy and be sure that they institute that immediately.
I will get on that right away. Ed, my partner was the late Ed McMahon, and he always spoke so highly of you. He thought you were a terrific guy.
He was a beautiful man. I loved him. He was about as genuine and as undevious and as sweet as anybody could find. And certainly a great counterpart to Johnny,
mm-hmm.
who was a closed off.
Yeah, kind of an introverted kind of guy behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Well, he felt the same way about you, and that was a topic of our conversations on many occasions. It really was.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I loved him.
Yep, I do too, and I miss him dearly. Okay, so now, The Gathering is available on DVD right now, and you're always welcome back here, Ed Asner. And Ed, if it meets with your approval, it's okay with everybody else.
I'll get you a free meal anytime you need.
Our guest and friend, Ed Asner, on the show today. Thank you, Ed.
You treated us beautifully.
I wouldn't think of doing it any other way. You're the best.
Thank you.
Okay, and it's always a delight having you on the show, Ed, and best of health and good luck to you in the future, okay?
You too, Ron.
Okay, bye-bye. I really like that man. Ed Asner's been our guest. Boy, I tell you, it doesn't get any better when it comes to actors than Ed. He is terrific no matter what he does. And I'd like to remind everybody to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get to the home page, hit the icon that says On Demand, and you can hear our latest show 24/7. And I don't want to forget our second website, segisings.com, and that talks about our concert tour with a 15-piece orchestra. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. when grocery stores run empty or disasters strike. Our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has reported nearly 200,000 new coronavirus cases in a single day. About 195,000 new cases were reported on Friday, a new single-day high. That pushed the 7-day average of new cases to over 166,000. The U.S. has now passed 12 million total coronavirus cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Dr. Amish Adelja is a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. And he tells CBS News that the reason the U.S. is having such a hard time clamping down on the pandemic is a lack of infrastructure surrounding testing.
We have to be able to test ourselves almost on a daily basis, maybe even at home. We brush our teeth, test ourselves, and know what we can do that day. We can't do in November in the United States what Taiwan, South Korea could do in March. So this really is the reason why we're seeing these surges, and then you have pandemic fatigue on top of that.
This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest is certainly no stranger to our show. He's been on several times because he's a great guest, a great talent, in fact, as an actor, a filmmaker, of course, a country music legend. And he's got a brand new movie that's coming out. And the release of it is very unique. Joining us right now is John Schneider. Hey, John, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing great, Ron. So good to be back on the show.
Well, it's nice to have you here. And I know you've been one busy man. Every time we talk, you have more things going on. You're always working. And now you got a brand new movie out, which I'm very excited to see. It's called Stand On It. But what is even more unique is where it's going to be premiering.
One of the really good things about this whole insanity we've all been enduring is that drive-in movie theaters have opened back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a tour set up for the rest of this year, and then we're going to do a whole lot more next year. We bring our music and my band, which is called the Stars and Bars Band, and we do a show about 90 minutes, and the show contains a lot of the music from the movie Stand On It, which is our brand-new endeavor. It's a tribute to Smokey and the Bandit. It's right. a wink and a nod to Smokey and the Bandit. We're on stage playing this music, and then the projectionist press play, and the music we just played takes you right into the movie you're about to watch. And we never would have done it because drive-ins were just hard to find. I've always loved drive-ins. You know, now they are, they're on the top of their game. There are more drive-ins in the United States right now than there have been since, like, 1955. It's crazy.
And, you know, back when I was going to drive-ins, you never got a chance really to see the movie. You were preoccupied. But now as you get older, you're actually going to watch the movie. You know what I'm saying? Now,
yeah. I've been to a lot of drive-ins, but I haven't seen that many movies.
I've been on drive-ins like 99 times. I saw like two movies.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm the youngest. I have two older brothers, so before I discovered girls, I discovered that sometimes my brothers would let me out of the trunk.
Oh, yeah.
They sucked me into the drive.
We forgot one guy one time, and God rest his soul, he never saw the movie. But, no, John, what you're telling me is you're going to do a concert before and the movie. I mean, that's a big night.
It is a big night, yep. And we also have, we have it set up for VIP folks to come early, and we have a little lunch, we do a sound check, we take some pictures, I'll sign an autograph for 12, and really have a really great time together, because I've missed hanging out with people. We're just going to do it anyway.
I think you're right, yeah.
So we hang out, and then that's for the VIPs. We also have special, I won't say seating, special parking for our CDL drivers, our big rig drivers who really have kept our country rolling in the last 10 months. Kept things on the shelves. We've got special parking for them, and they can come in at the same time as the VIP folks just for the price of a regular ticket.
That's a great idea. Of course, you don't want to be behind one of those 18-wheelers. Great idea.
No, we give them the whole back. They have the whole back row. So we encourage them to come, and then, like I said, the VIP folks, we sit around, we talk, we chat, we have a good time. They'll be part of sound check, so they'll get to hear the music before anybody else. And then they get a lanyard, a VIP lanyard. Then, when the doors open for general admission, the concert starts about 45 minutes after that. Concert's 90 minutes long, and then it'll be nice and dark, and it'll be time for Stand On It. And I'm so excited. I can't wait to watch people watch this movie.
Tell us about the movie, John. And I didn't know this. Here's a little thing, ladies and gentlemen, that's a little trivia that you can use at a cocktail party or Christmas party. The fact that John, before he, you know, became so famous with so many things, the Dukes of Hazzard, Smallville, the Haves and Haves Not, did a very small cameo role in Smokey and the Bandit. Before you were a big star.
Yeah. In 1976, I was on my way to school. I was 16 years old, and I heard that Burt Reynolds was in town at the Lakewood Fairgrounds filming a movie. I decided that that was more important than going to school,
sure.
So I skipped school that day. I drove to the fairgrounds, parked in the dirt, climbed the fence, found a guy with a walkie-talkie, tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Hey, I'm sorry I'm late, but traffic on the interstate was a bear. Where's hair and makeup?"
Really? Is that what you
and,
did?
Yep. So next thing I knew, I was in hair and makeup, and they got me breakfast, and nobody knew what to do with me. You know, I wasn't on a sheet anywhere.
That's hilarious.
Yep, they put me in the very end. I'm just standing there when the frame freezes and the credits roll, right after Jackie Gleason's tire hits this tall, lanky 16-year-old with a black cowboy hat in the shin. So the tire rolls over and hits this guy. And that guy is me. And then the frame freezes and the credits roll, so I'm just standing. sitting there for maybe 3.5 minutes while the credits are rolling. And 2 years later, I was Beau on the Dukes of Hazzard.
I don't mean to delve into your personal life, but did they pay you since they didn't know who you were?
No.
No.
No, I did get breakfast and lunch, and I did have a great opportunity to sit and talk with Jackie Gleason couple of hours that day.
So that's better than getting paid.
Yeah, it was better than getting paid. And in those days, you know, I don't think they weren't paying folks that were in the background anyway. But it was great, and I tell you what, the success of that gave me the nerve 2 years later when I heard they were looking for true Southerners between the ages of 24 and 30. I was 18 from New York State, but when I went to that audition, I did bring a six-pack of beer, and I did tell the folks I was 24 from Snailville, Georgia. I believe that my success in talking my way onto the set of Smokey and the Bandit gave me the nerve to do that, and then look what happened.
That's a great story. Do you have that included in My Life, My Way? Because that's funny.
I do, yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, that's in My Life, My Way. Talks about Smokey and the Bandit, talks about the truth about the audition process for Dukes, which is actually stranger than some of the things I've heard. Yeah, it was great, but I'm a firm believer that you do not have a second chance to make a first impression.
You're right about that. That's exactly right.
Go for it.
But you know, John, talk about this movie, stand on it. John and his wife have a great production company, have been doing this for years. You should do a movie of the 2019 autobiography, My Life, My Way. That would be very cool. Now, your wife, of course, did a lot of work on this. This is about, 10th, 11th project you guys have done together, is it not?
Yep, it's our 11th film. It's so tongue-in-cheek. It's, you know, it is a car movie, so it's a car chase movie with a silly sheriff. I play the guy named The Duke. I'm The Duke, not Bert, and not the Bandit. But in the movie, we are fully aware that there is a movie called Smokey and the Bandit, and that our current life is mirroring it. It's so funny. It's oh my gosh.
I gotta tell you, next time I find out you're filming somewhere, and you've given me notice about this a couple of times, I'm gonna show up. This might be the way I could break into the movies.
Come on.
You taught me a lesson. Now, the drive-ins are gonna be between now and December 12th. Where can we go to find out what drive-ins are gonna be in? Because after these drive-ins, ladies and gentlemen, after the first year, it's gonna be in more drive-ins.
Oh yeah, we're gonna do more. The easiest way to find out where we're gonna be is to get my app. It's free. You can download it from the App Store. It'll work on your iPhone, it'll work on your Android, and it's just called John Schneider.
Wow.
So you click on tour dates, it'll also take you right to Cineflix where you can rent a bunch of movies, and on Orange Friday, we call it Orange Friday, in honor of the General Lee. You'll be able to rent, stand on it there, you'll be able to go right to the store, so it's kind of a one-stop shopping thing. However, and I know some people still have flip phones, I get it, I'm not judging you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you still have a flip phone, then you can go to johnschneiderstudios.com, and that'll take you right to the store, and you should be able to find out everything you want. Or, of course, I've got on my events tab on the Facebook page, you can find stuff there. There'll be direct links to tickets and all kinds of things.
John, I got to tell you something. We've talked so many times in the past. I'm serious about this. You know, they talk about people in this business reinventing themselves. You are a good businessman. You know, you remind me of like the Dick Clarks of the world, where Dick was great in front of the camera and he was behind the scenes, you know, and you know how to promote. Here you are promoting a movie that you wrote, starred in, produced, and you're doing a concert as part of that package. You're taking what we stuck with this past year and you're making it work, and I congratulate you, my friend.
Well, thank you. And by the way, my wife is the producer.
Yes.
Producing requires math. And math, I don't have. So she produced this movie. She produced all of our movies. I did write it and direct it, and I am in it. I am the Duke.
You are the Duke.
Other than the jump, we do a great jump over a river in the movie. Other than that, I drove the car the whole time.
Oh, wow.
So,
very cool.
Yep.
Great.
I'm very excited about that, and it is a fun. We need to laugh again. If you're over 40, Stand On It's going to take you back to your Smokey and the Bandit days. If you're under 40, I think you're going to have a new favorite like your parents do with Smokey and the Bandit.
Very good. That's a good way to approach that. That's cool. Well, John, I don't have to tell you this. You are always welcome here. Please make it a point after the first of the year to come back, and we'll chat about some of the other locations that you're going to be performing at. Showing the movie Stand On It.
I certainly will, Ron. Thank you so much. Everybody take care. You're listening to a good guy here.
Well, thank you, John, and Merry Christmas to you and to your lovely producer wife, Alicia, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, John. John Schneider has been our guest. Always nice when he is here. He's quite the gentleman, and I'm telling you, he's not only talented in front of the camera, but behind it. And we haven't even touched on the fact that he had so many chart toppers on the country charts. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Live all across the USA and around the world. You know, I think that the general public sometimes has a misconception of celebrities, especially beautiful celebrities like we have with us today, because I think they always see them in the best case scenario and think, boy, you know, they don't get pains or they don't get aches. But our next guest, who is beautiful, gets just that. She gets migraines, and that is an ailment that nearly 40 million Americans live with every single day. Joining us right now from Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Khloe Kardashian. Hi, Khloe. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. I think this might be the first time that you've been on our show. So we are welcoming you with open arms.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you for the intro.
I meant what I said. You know, I think that a lot of times, and I'm sure that you run into this too, people don't realize that we are really all people. And you have been suffering from migraines since the sixth grade. That's an awful, terrible thing to have. That's very debilitating, is it not, Chloe?
Yes, you're exactly right. And, you know, as you stated, I have been suffering with migraines since I've been about in the sixth grade. And, you know, my symptoms include, like, nausea and temporary right. impaired vision, dizziness. I see all these stars in front of my eyes. And it's really debilitating. And you miss out on, I've missed out on birthday parties, activities with my daughter. And my daughter's 2.5, and she doesn't understand. I literally cannot lift my head up and do something with her. And as silly as this might sound, in the beginning when I didn't have a baby, I guess I didn't have, like, a major rush to try to find something that would help me. I tried so many homeopathic remedies. I've tried over-the-counter and prescriptions. But once I had my daughter, it kind of lit a fire under me to really try to find something that would really get me through my day. And I actually was given Nurtec ODT. It's an orally dissolving tablet as a sample from my neurologist. And I tried it, and it stopped my migraine attack, and it relieved my pain within 15 minutes.
Wow.
And I kid you not, in about an hour, I was good to go. You said your wife has migraine, and sometimes, even after you take a medication, you're kind of surrounded in this fog.
Right.
And it's hard to get out of.
Right.
And with Nurtec ODT, I don't have that. And I'm able to, like, release that guilt of being a bad mom, and I just could go about my day, and it's almost as if I never even had a migraine, mm-hmm. which is such a miracle.
Is it an over-the-counter remedy, or is it a prescription?
It's a prescription, mm-hmm. and the side effect, the most common side effect is nausea.
Mm-hmm.
I personally didn't have any side effects whatsoever, but yes, it is a prescription.
Now, do you get it, like, in your head, or do you get it, like, sometimes in the back of your neck?
No, I know exactly what you mean. I get them in the forefront of my head, mainly.
Yeah.
I mean, you do kind of feel them everywhere, but it's the forefront of my brain. And then even afterwards, sometimes with a bad migraine, you could even have, like, this bruised sensation, almost like your brain, residual bruising, if that makes sense.
I know yeah, no, I understand.
If you have migraines, you get it.
Chloe, like you say, there's a lot of people out there that don't allude to the fact that they're suffering and think people would be surprised if someone like yourself is suffering, because one of the things they say is a common trigger is stress. And, of course, in this year, we're all under stress. I mean, you know, we got the stress of this pandemic. You're a new mom. You know, you're in business. A lot of things to be stressful about. But is any of it hereditary?
They do say that it is hereditary, or it can be. In my family, no one has suffered from migraine, but my little sister, who's my technically my half-sister, she gets migraine as well, but hers are a different kind than mine, but it can be. And like you said, it's from, you know, it's a stressful time, and stress can trigger them, or lights, and in my career, I'm surrounded by a lot of lights.
Sure.
Just stress is, I think, just a common factor in most people's lives these days. With these cell phones and everything, life is more stressful. It's interesting, now that I have Nurtec ODT, I feel just more confident to even encounter a stressful situation.
Do you take it in a maintenance thing, or when you get the migraine?
I take it when I get the migraine,
mm-hmm.
At the very first signs of feeling it. If I feel something coming on, sometimes they come out of the blue, so I just take it instantly. But if I feel even the slightest symptom, I know my triggers pretty much, and I'll take it, and you don't need water or anything. It just dissolves in your mouth,
no.
So they're super handy. I mean, within 15 minutes, I feel incredible relief.
We talked about being a new mom. Let's talk about the professional end of it, okay? Because it's one thing if you say, hey, we can't go to the park today because I have a headache. It's another thing when you have to stop production of a major television show or a major event or a personal appearance. That becomes stressful in itself, does it not, Chloe?
Correct. And also just the guilt. I'm someone, I feel I'm so gracious and respectful of other people's time. So even just to say, you know, oh my gosh, can we put down the cameras because I have a migraine? The reason why I think so many people suffer with migraines silently is because so many people don't understand the magnitude of it and the pain that somebody endures. So they feel like, oh, it's just a headache, get over it.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, it's sometimes really debilitating and you can't just get over it. But even just to feel the stress or the pressure that you're, you know, stopping production or you were canceling a photo shoot because of a migraine, I mean, that in fact I think, snowballs into more stress, which might in turn create another migraine. Yeah.
What are some of the projects you have on the horizon? Because your whole family is a working machine. I mean, they're always moving. They're always doing something. And I am always amazed at the continual quality of projects that you all participate in.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you. I'm constantly designing. I have a clothing line called Good American,
yeah.
And I'm constantly designing for that. And I now am a partner with a collagen company called Dose & Co., and it's an amazing collagen company that has, like, no artificial flavorings or sugars or any of that jazz. Everything's plastic-free, and I love the messaging and the eco-friendliness of that brand as well, so I'm working with that.
You have a beautiful voice. You ever think about getting in show business?
Oh, my goodness. I've heard that once or twice, and I like that.
You like that. Chloe, where can we go for more information about this Nurtec?
You could visit Nurtec.com, and if people want to give each other hope or share any powerful stories, then they can use the hashtag Nurtec ODT.
What does the ODT stand for?
Orally dissolving tablet.
Orally dissolving tablet. I think you're doing great in this medical profession. You have a second career waiting for you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much.
Chloe, just ask the doctor for a prescription on that?
Yes. Just talk to your medical provider, and they should be able to either give you some samples or prescribe you with a full-blown prescription.
Do me a favor, Chloe. Would you come back and join us again sometime? You're very sweet and a great guest.
Oh, my gosh. I would love to. You are lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and have a happy holiday, migraine-free. Okay, Chloe?
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Our very special guest is the very lovely Khloe Kardashian from the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And as I mentioned earlier, I think a lot of times people that are in the public eye, they never have any problems. You know, oh, boy, they look beautiful on television, on stage, on the big screen, on a sports arena, on a racetrack. But here you have a situation where you have a young, very attractive, very talented lady, and she suffers from migraine, something that over 40 million people do in the United States. We're going to pause only momentarily, but there's a lot more to come live all across the USA and around the world on our show today. Don't forget, check out our website, ronseggi.com and seggisings.com. We'll be right back.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Root Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and conservatism. Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? It's nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Heart attack and stroke, number one killer. $1,000. Get in front of a mirror and see if you have a crease in one or both of your ears. If you do, don't wait for a heart attack or stroke. Strauss Naturals offers more than heart drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy three bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. That's StraussNaturals.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, Dan Rather, Ed Asner, John Schneider, and Khloe Kardashian. I never thought we'd have a Kardashian on the show. That's pretty cool. Next hour, my buddy B.J. Thomas will be here, another friend of ours on the show, Ronnie McDowell, and then Emily Loftus, former Rockette, will be talking about some seasonal beauty tips. And that's all coming up next hour. We're going to pause only for a few moments, but we'll be back with hour number two and our first guest that second hour from Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head fame, B.J. Thomas.